It was a Thanksgiving night of embarrassment for the New York Jets. They gave up 3 touchdowns in just 52 seconds and were blown off the field in the turkey nightcap last night, 49-19 at the hands of New England. Tom Brady's 83-yard pass to Shane Vereen made it 14-0 early, and New England never looked back. The win made Bill Belichick just the 8th NFL coach with 200 career wins. Earlier, the tremendous rookie season continued for Robert Griffin III. RG3 threw 4 touchdown passes for the second straight week as Washington topped Dallas 38-31. It's the Cowboys' first loss in 7 Thanksgiving Day games against the Redskins. Griffin threw for 311 yards in his Texas return. The Heisman winner started Baylor. And Detroit may be as vital to Thanksgiving as good stuffing, but the Lions haven't been making the most of their national spotlight in recent years. Texans got a 32-yard field goal in overtime to beat Detroit 34-31. It's the Lions' 9th straight loss on Thanksgiving. Houston improved to 10-1. San Diego says its game Sunday against Baltimore will be blacked out because more than 9,000 tickets remained unsold 3 days before kickoff. It's the second blackout this year for the 4-6 Chargers. Family members are expected to decide today whether to remove former world champion boxer Hector Macho Camacho from life support. Doctors say the 50-year-old Camacho is clinically brain dead after being shot in Puerto Rico. To the college hardwood now, number 13 Mizzou over Stanford 78-70 in the Battle 4 Atlantis tournament. Number 2 Louisville survived a cold shooting night and beat Northern Iowa 51-46 in the same tourney. Seth Curry and Mason Plumlee scored 25 and 20 as 5th-ranked Duke edged Minnesota 89-71. It was VCU 78, number 19 Memphis 65, and 17th-ranked Gonzaga stopped Clemson 57-49 at the Old Spice tourney. The NBA was off on Thanksgiving, but action resumes today with 12 games, including the 8-2 Knicks on the road in Houston. Memphis, also 8-2, hosts the Lakers. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.